cruel and heartless world, anyone? It's not our job to toughen our children up to face a cruel and heartless world. It's our job to raise children who will make the world a little less cruel and heartless. Quote by L.R. Nost. I read the quote by L.R. Nost on what's our job, what my job is, and I nod, agree, and then give a deep sigh. Not because I disagree, I don't, not at all, I agree wholeheartedly. The sigh comes more from having met so many people, in person or via their writings, articles, blog posts, or through their social media presence, tweets, Facebook status updates, and the likes, who seem to think the opposite. People who state, it's a tough world, and if kids don't get knocked around a bit, metaphorically at least, during their upbringing and time in school, they will not know what hit them when they grow up and join the real world as adults. Maybe not spoken in those exact words, but definitely sending that message. And I simply do not believe that is the way towards a more loving and peaceful world. On the contrary, and for me, the trick is this. I cannot raise my children to be more loving and wholehearted if I am cruel and heartless. Again, kids, and everyone else as well, I dare say, do as we do, not as we say. It's time to walk the talk, for real. Because I want to do my job, I want to be a part of making the world a little less cruel and heartless, and more loving and peaceful. But how? How do I do that? How do I act lovingly? What is a wholehearted action? How do I show up in the world lovingly and wholeheartedly? I think I might write down a few bullet points for loving and wholehearted, respectively, translating the fluffy words into actual activities, actions, words, gestures. Then I can look within me to see if I am walking my talk or not. What do you think? Are you?